Well, welcome back to this, what should be the final segment of the second program of April about why WCGA, and the rest of it is, can actually help in the great reawakening of America. We believe that, and we hope you do too. Now, if you don't know the person flies an airplane who's in your presence, wait about 5 minutes, and he or she's going to tell you, "Oh, you know, it was that time I was at 30,000 feet." It's just is what pilots do. Hey, you know, I used to be a pilot. Well, I'm doing that in this segment with this story because it's something that I think you need to hear and you need to think about. I grew up in the Vietnam War era, and I wanted to fly an F-4 more than anything else in the world. In fact, when I went to Florida State, I majored in geology, but the truth is I just majored in being in the Air Force. I was in Air Force ROTC and graduated as an honor graduate of Florida State. But I just have to admit, you know, I was probably, well, the record reflects, I was a C student in everything else I did, but I love the Air Force stuff, and I was pushing toward being a fighter pilot. I was going to go, you know, win the freedom of the world through my ballet as a fighter pilot in the air. Well, God had other plans. He didn't let me fly an F-4. He said, "Yeah, you're really not smart enough. It didn't create you that way, but you'll be a pretty good transport pilot and tanker pilot and some other little things that you can go do, but nah, you're not going to be a fighter pilot, and especially not an F-4. Well, one of the reasons I think that my Heavenly Father did that to keep me out of trouble was my ego was a lot, you know, bigger than my ability. And in retrospect, I'm very thankful to Him that He kept me out, though, man, that would have been fun. But there's a record, a tragic record that indicates why. Back in the Vietnam War, we did have a need for fighter pilots because they were getting, well, knocked out of the sky or hitting the ground in the wrong attitude so much that there was a continuous need for people to get in the cockpit, and it didn't have the ability and the time based on the need to get those people. So they took the older guys, they took the heavy drivers, the transport pilots and the tanker pilots, who, as the theory is, coming out of Air Training Command, and I was an instructor pilot in ATC, so I know this is true, every Air Force pilot that exits is potential fighter material, but the truth is some are just more fighter material than others, so they decide when the airplanes are given out, yeah, who really would be best for that nice hot airplane. But we take these old guys, like I was, and we'll put them in fighter planes to meet the war need in Southeast Asia and Vietnam. Now, the tragedy of that is that, and it's what I want to talk about for 3 minutes more, is a non-fighter pilot put into a fighter airplane tends to get a little bit of tunnel vision. Okay, he's got a target, and if he's air-to-mud, air-to-ground delivery, sometimes you get so target-fixated, unless you have that unique ability to think in many different directions as a real fighter pilots can, like the guys that, you know, fly the Thunderbirds, you get target fixation, and target fixation can produce late pullout, and late pullout from a bombing dive or a bad dive angle produces impact with the ground in a very nasty way. And so I think at one point most of the airplane deaths in Southeast Asia were not from enemy action or enemy fire. It was from bad dive angles and guys that really just weren't as sharp as they should be flying the airplanes. Well, now, why did I say that? Because we have become unfocused in America, or rather said, unfocused on the things we need to be aware of, what's going on around us, circumstantial awareness, and we're hyper-focused on what isn't important. Can you say egality, and sexual orientation and women's rights and all these things that we're now told are the most important things in human history, and literally to heck with everything else. We're focused. We have that deadly tunnel vision that some pretty good otherwise pilots got fixated, and fixated to the point of death. They waited too long to pull out after releasing their weapon. Too long. And they paid the price. And there are people out there listening to me right now that are like those pilots. You're focused on the wrong thing. And there are things going on around you that you're missing because of lack of circumstantial awareness, which is fatal to an aviator. And in program 3 next week, we're going to talk a little bit about how WCGA can make us aware of the real evil that's there. It'll be a little tough program, but we're going to do it. It is important for us to know what's going on around us, to be focused enough to do what we need to do, but not so focused on the wrong thing that we kill ourselves, or even worse, take out other people with us by our error. Folks, America's in trouble. WCGA is seeking to do something about it. Join us next week for Program 3 as we seek to reawaken sleeping America, the great reawakening. Be part of it. God bless you. Thank you.